Many European countries are still grappling with how to accommodate new refugees. That includes tiny Switzerland, population 8.5 million. Switzerland is not a member of the European Union, so it sets its own migration policy. It grants asylum to a few thousand refugees each year, trying to resettle them evenly around the country. Not everyone likes that policy. Erica Barras reports from one town where a battle over welcoming refugees came to a head.
Oberville Lilly is right outside Zurich, Switzerland's biggest city. It feels like a different world here. There are rolling hills and people drop by each other's houses on horseback. I'm at Joanna Gunzel's house. She's a 25-year-old grad student whose family's been here for generations. She's loved living here. But last year, a university roommate posted a video to Facebook.
Umkehren. Warum? Das sind potenzielle
Sozial- It was a mayor boasting to a reporter that his town was safe and idyllic, and it was going to stay that way because no refugees were there. It turns out that under his leadership, the town had opted to pay a $300,000 fine rather than accept its federal quota of 8 refugees.
And then I watched, and it's like, oh my God, That's my town. That's my mayor.
This was the first Joanna Gunzel had heard of this. She was incensed, and she wasn't alone. Others in her town of just over 2,000 people were shocked.
And then that was the time when we kind of woke up and realized, what is that? What's been going on all those years?
It was. All those years there weren't refugees there, it was because the town had been paying the fine. Recently, it had been raised tenfold, and the mayor was boasting about it, because he was running for a seat in Swiss Parliament.
And just the fact how he talked about we here in Oberwil-Lilly do this and want this. And I did not feel like I in any way belonged to that we.
Joanna Gunzel organized protests and introduced a vote on the issue at a town meeting. The residents voted to allow refugees in. Then someone filed a referendum and there was a mail-in vote and the town voted the other way, to not allow refugees in. Both elections were tight, nearly half and half. Meanwhile, the mayor kept campaigning, calling migrants terrorists, and if they weren't, warning they'd take jobs and resources. News footage shows him gleefully standing in front of housing where refugee Bosnian families had once lived, as they were demolished.
There were 3 old houses, yeah. They are no more longer.
Did you tear them down because they were for refugees?
Of course.
That's Andreas Glarner, the mayor. He tells me this in the parliament building in Bern, Switzerland's capital. He earned a seat here after campaigning on his anti-migrant rhetoric.
We cannot take the whole world into Switzerland. That's really the big problem. There's a mass migration to Europe, and we should stop it.
He proudly shows off his seat on the parliament floor and walks me around the building as he talks about the importance of maintaining what he thinks of as Swiss identity.
No. It's very Swiss to keep our own country as we like to have it. We are not in the European community, and we are free in our decisions, so we should make what is good for Switzerland.
He's here in Bern a few months a year. The rest of the time, he's back in Oberville Lilly, where even families are divided as to whether they should welcome refugees. Joanna Gunzel says it's been hard.
My town changed for me, right? It was difficult for me to come back here and to walk the dog in the streets because, you know, some people wouldn't greet me anymore. Or every time you meet somebody, you go and think, is this guy for me or against me? And it takes a lot of strength, a lot of energy, and I did not feel quite as at home and at ease anymore as I used to.
At the local grocery store, Mark Beardy is picking up a few things. He says he voted to allow migrants in, but his involvement stopped there.
I don't have the time for that because I'm employed, I have 2 kids, I have to provide for them, and I have a lot of things on my mind. Despite that,
he says as divisive as this was, most people were just living their lives.
They didn't have an opposition, or on the other side, they didn't have maybe a pro side. So it was really Swiss-like. We're in the middle.
As for Glarner, the mayor turned member of parliament visited migrant camps in Greece a few months ago. He's still keeping up his populist right-wing rhetoric, but the trip softened his views enough that he's now leading a move to allow a single refugee family to move to town. It won't be anytime soon, though. He can't find a landlord with space to rent. For The World, Erica Barris, Oberville Lily, Switzerland.